Good morning, everybody, and a very happy Easter, and a particularly warm welcome to anybody who's joining us here today for the first time. It's good to have you with us, and please do stay with us for refreshments after the service. A couple of items of personal news. Margaret Smith is out of hospital, but John Cole, Anne Mackay, and Michael Burgess are all now in hospital. Also, Daphne Walters has been moved from Kingston to St George's Hospital and is waiting for an operation next week. On Friday this week, there'll be a street pastor's prayer event here at the church, starting at 10 p.m. on Friday evening and continuing until 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. That is from the start of when street pastors go out at the weekend and when on the second shift they come back on the Sunday. All are invited to join them at any point. Teresa has further details if you would like more information. And finally, we now have the new 2013-2014 parking permits for Brook Street and for Eden Walk. I have them with me. And so if you'd like one, please see me as soon as possible after this service. Thank you.
Christ is risen. Remain as we are, let us pray. Risen in quiet and mysterious darkness before the chorus of the dawn, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Risen with glory and grace in reserve and authority beyond measure, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Risen to prove that violence is no solution, to offer us peace and life in all its fullness. Alleluia, Christ is risen. For God has taken into his own flesh all that is wrong in our world, but the last laugh is God's laugh. For freedom comes beyond the cross, for peace comes beyond the violence. For friendship comes beyond the betrayal. For life comes beyond the crushing of life. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The first laugh and the last laugh are God's, and God has made laughter for us. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen. We join to sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. have a seat. We're going to sing our opening prayer. So you've got a piece of paper with the words. Put your hand in there if you haven't got a piece of paper. And somebody will bring it to you. Have they all run out? Marvellous. It's going to be projected anyway. So the plan is we sing Earth's Creator, and then it's Everyday God is the response. Loving Maker, O Jesus, you who shaped us, O Spirit, recreate us, come be with us. It's a response. Okay? Nod if you understand these words. That's four of us. Marvellous. But the good news is you've got people at the front who are going to help us.
Thank you.
We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, Lord, so on this day, the right thing to do is to celebrate. So we sing, "Come on and celebrate." Gestures. I think they're really cool, do you? So this is the reading for the season. The story of what we believe. The critical bit of scripture found in a variety of places, but here it is, the story from the Gospel according to Luke. And Sue Watts will read this passage to us.
The reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 1. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb carrying the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb, so they went in. But they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They stood there, puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright shining clothes stood by them. Full of fear, the women bowed down to the ground as the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was in Galilee. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and 3 days later rise to life." Then the women remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. They and the other women with them told these things to the apostles. But the apostles thought that what the women had said was nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the linen wrappings, but nothing else. Then he went back home, amazed at what had happened. Thanks be to God.
This is a play written by Trudy, and after the play, some of the young people have asked that we just sit and listen to the hymn, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? So we're just going to sit and listen to that after the play is finished. People expect the disciples to follow in Jesus' footsteps and to be loving like he was. We can all relate to this and be like Jesus was.
Any spare change, young gentleman?
Let's pass this guy.
Maybe not.
But he's a homeless man. Wait, Jesus, what do you think?
The proverb says, when you give to the poor, it is like lending to the Lord, and he will pay you back.
Thank you. May God bless.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
It's all right. You've got to be a bit more loving, and that's all there is to it. Hello?
Hey, Jesus. You know Lazarus?
Yes. What? He was fine 4 days ago.
I know, but he became seriously ill. His health deteriorated fast.
Mary, I'm so sorry for your loss. But how's Martha feeling?
She's devastated.
Okay, I'll be right over.
At Mary and Martha's house, the family are weeping mournfully because they miss their brother.
Jesus, I'm so glad you're here.
Right, let's go and see the tomb.
Here he's buried.
Calm down, Martha. It's okay. Jesus is with us now.
That's enough. Lazarus, come out.
Lazarus!
What happened?
You died, Lazarus, and I have raised you back to life.
Amazing! And now I'm back with my sisters. May God bless.
Jesus turns back and sees the neighbourhood gang, the Pharisees.
Well, 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 who do we have here?
Who are you guys?
We're your worst enemies. We don't like what you're up to, Jesus.
Yeah, and remember, we know where you live.
I've got this strange, eerie feeling inside of me.
Son, are you there?
Oh, hi, Dad. What's up?
This is important, son. Listen. In a while, you're going to be arrested, tried, and then put to death. It will be the forgiveness of my people.
What did I do wrong? Why me? My light will shine for you for a little longer. I will walk in the light while I can, so the darkness will not overcome me.
That's my boy.
Jesus, it's time for dinner.
Got to go, Dad. Bye.
Meanwhile, at the Pharisees' hideout, they were scheming, plotting a plan.
That Jesus is getting on my nerves.
He acts like he's God's gift.
I know someone who can get rid of him. Pontius Pilate.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice thinking. Good idea.
After the Last Supper, Jesus went outside into a garden to pray. He was there for hours and hours until only three people, Jesus, Peter, and Judas, were awake.
I know where Jesus is.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll take you guys to him.
Do it quickly.
How could you do this to him?
It's business, kid. They're paying me £1,000.
Friendship is more valuable than any money in the world.
Jesus, come quickly. The Pharisees are coming to...
Are coming to what? Are coming to what? Come on, stay awake.
There he is.
Gotcha.
Jesus hung on a cross. In all his pain, he never forgot that he did this so that many people could become friends with God. The Pharisees thought they had won, but Jesus was the victor, really, as 3 days later will prove.
There when they crucified my Lord.
This is a day of celebration and it's a day of delight, but it also is a day that, for many people, raises as many questions as it answers. In the order of service, you'll see the words to the next song that we're going to sing. What we're going to do is, we've got solo voices, and as time goes on, if you could pick up the refrain as you, by the time we get to the last verse, we expect you to be all joining in. Just pick it up as you go. All that is hidden will be made clear, with the expectation that some things are. So let us pray. O God, with faces touched by the light of a new day, we come before you to pray for the needs of our world. In the light of Easter morning, we raise those who are struggling with illness, with despair over their lives, or with the breakdown of relationships. In the light of Easter morning, we bring those places in our world where war, violence, poverty, and need are experienced every day. In the light of Easter morning, we bring the headline news from this week. The pain, the violence, the bereavement, the conflict. May the light of Christ shine upon them. And into the light of Easter morning, we bring ourselves, our private struggles, the heart's yearnings and the hidden dreams, the unfulfilled potential. May the light of Christ shine upon us, and may we be Christ's radiant people. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. We offer to you, O God, this money, the bread and the wine that we will bring to the table of Jesus. And with them we bring ourselves, that all that we are and all that we own may be touched by you and used. And may the ordinary become holy and heaven be opened to the people of the earth. May God be blessed forever. Alleluia. Amen. We join to sing, "Let us talents and tongues employ." Have a seat. So, to start, let's remember that those who came to the tomb came either to perform the tasks of death or to check out a rumour. It was not faith that drove them, but curiosity and obligation. Here at this table, we come for a range of motivations. This is a place where all are welcome. We remember the stories that Jesus' friends tell, the stories of bread broken and shared, the feeding of a multitude, stories of people being gathered together, enemy and friend around tables, stories of unlikely guests revealing the face of the sacred. They say it was on a night of both celebration and betrayal that he took bread that was left over on the table. He blessed it and he broke it. He reminded them that it is in the breaking that we become whole. In losing our life, that we find ourselves. In serving, that we are served. As the grain was gathered, becomes one loaf. When we eat this bread, we become one with one another. They say he took the cup, also left over on the table, poured out and shared, remembering with them the life-giving breath, even now pounding the rhythm of our veins. The breath of life from which we come, the breath of life that precedes and follows all that we can see, as grapes find life in the vine, so we drink this cup and become at one with the source of life itself. Now, my friends, I have the real privilege of being a person who once, at the General Assembly of the United Reformed Church, was accused of failing to fill the chalices, so we ran out of wine. But in my calculation, I think we're going to run out of wine here. There's more at the back. Good. Ah, I cannot see it, that's it. That's cool. So let us pray. Lord our God, come, Holy Spirit, and bless this bread. Bless this fruit of the vine. Bless all of us in our eating and drinking, that our eyes may be open, that we would recognize the Christ in our midst. Indeed, in one another. Come, Holy Spirit, that we would remember Jesus on the night when he was betrayed, that we would know of Jesus raised from the dead. Come, Holy Spirit, transform the whole of creation and us with it. So bless these gifts of bread and wine and guide us and open us to your presence. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Alleluia. Amen. He took bread. He blessed it. He broke it and he said, "This is my body. It is broken for you." He took wine, a symbol of his blood that would be shed. "This is my blood," he said. "It is shed for you." We believe that all are welcome at this table. If you would rather not eat and drink with us, then please know that choice is yours. For this is the Lord's table, and we believe that everyone is welcome here. If when the elders offer you the bread and the wine and you would rather not receive, then pass the elements by, but know that that choice is yours, for we would gladly eat and drink with you. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. Hidden Christ, we come to wait and watch at the tomb, peering fearfully into its shadowy depths, looking for you in the death of our dreams. Hidden Christ, we seek you. Risen Christ, you greet us in our fear and amazement, hope and expectancy chasing away dread, encountering you in the wonder of worship. Risen Christ, we meet you. Beckoning Christ, you rouse us from our adoration and joy to meet you back in our everyday lives, to tell the story and share the faith we have found. Beckoning Christ, we follow you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, my friends, the more observant among you will have noticed the chicks. Okay. The plan with the chicks is that you maybe take one. The best plan with the chicks is that they are all picked up. The worst plan with the chicks is that I then have to go scrabbling around and finding them. That would be terrible. The excellent plan with the chicks would be if you were to take one of the chicks and give it away to somebody. Particularly to give it away to somebody who maybe is not very well, not very happy, can't get to church, is feeling a bit like this about God, life's a bit rubbish at the minute. That would be your absolutely optimal, right? However, I do understand the temptation of Cadbury's cream eggs. I am that soldier. I would make that confession. So if that's too much, maybe you need to go sneaking out tomorrow and buy another one and stick it in. But the chicks, once we've finished singing. But for now, thine be the glory. 247, we join to sing. After we finish singing, after. How beautiful is the blossom spilling from the tree, the hidden primrose and the bluebell ringing out the news. He is risen, he is alive, and we shall live forevermore. The dark winter is passing. The slow, cold, foggy days are behind us. The warmth of resurrection, may it touch our hearts and our minds. And may we go as a blessing to others. Amen. Go. Take two for your kids.